Is someone here? You can come out. Come out, come out, wherever you are. I can hear you now. Your sharp, heavy breaths kind of give you away. Please, just come out. Don't you know it's rude to break into someone's house? Boo, I found you. Wait. You are among the living. You are alive. Tell me, what year is it? Why have you gone so pale? You are as white as a bedsheet. Or, as me. Yes, I am aware I am a ghost. Please, do not be afraid. I mean you no harm. Here, let me pull up a chair for you. It looks like you need to sit, or you might pass out. No, dear. That chair is not moving on its own. I'm moving it. Yes, I know I'm a ghost. I thought we've already covered this. How did I move the chair then? Well, to be honest, I'm not actually sure how to describe it. I guess when I passed on, I gained certain powers. Though those powers do quickly drain. But as the time passed, the more my powers grew ever so steadily. I could obviously move things while I was alive, but never with just my mind. All I have to do is think about the item I wish to interact with. And it does exactly what I wanted to do. How did I die? That's not exactly pleasant to tell. Are you sure you want to hear? And considering that I've already made you go so pale already, are you sure you would like to take another shot? My, you are persistent. Tell you what, I will make you a deal. All you have to do is tell me what year it is. Why? Well, ever since I died, time seems to have changed for me. I'm not sure how to explain it. Since I died, I have been given extraordinary gifts, but they also seem to have come with a hefty price. For one, I can never leave this place. Even though my house is withering away, I still remain perfectly the same. Just as I passed on. And time seems to no longer matter to me. The year is 2069. Oh my. I have been gone for a very long time then. Over 200 years. In some ways, time seems to have flowed quickly, yet slowly all at once. I don't know if that makes any sense to you. I have seen so many things and heard even more. Untold dark secrets that are best to remain. Buried. But, I made a promise, so I will tell my tale. But, I should become a little more solid, I do believe. Just give me one moment. It's been a while since I manifested fully. Now then, a deal is a deal. And my mother taught me that one should always uphold a deal. If you cannot uphold the deal, you shan't make a deal in the first place. Now then, she drilled her lessons into my head so well. And to think, I wonder if she may even finally be proud of me. That would indeed be a first. Now I shall warn you once more before I begin my tale. Are you sure you want to hear it? Very well. And remember, I did warn you. Let's see. I passed on in the year, I believe it was 1809. I was just a young girl in a big world. A world that held many dark and dangerous things. My mother and father withheld many of those secrets from me, but unfortunately, even with all their protection, I was cursed with the gift of learning and a sense of adventure. I fear those gifts were my downfall. I realized that may be the only thing that has stayed the same throughout these years. The irony is not lost on me. Perhaps that is the thing that keeps me here in your world. Anyway, I had been taught that the year 1809 would be my year. The year I would have my name placed in history. In a way, I got my wish, but not in the way I was expecting. I had just been accepted into a grand college for science. A college that both my parents went. Were they proud of me? Not at all. It was expected of me. If I did anything less, I would only be a disappointment. Yes, I did have a lot to live up to, but I was used to it. I was ready to go to that college and perhaps make something that overshadows my parents' achievements. While my parents loved me, they most definitely did not hold my hand in my life. I either failed or succeeded on my own. My parents would encourage questions, but feelings were never their strong suit. I learned early on in life that failure was a much better teacher. It pushed me to do better. Now, to get into this college, you would have to submit a project. Either a paper or a rough draft of a project that you are currently working on. I believe that may be the reason that they even considered letting me in. It was because my parents' reputation. Even though I got into the college, I still had to present my project to the board of the college. Way to that meeting when I was surrounded by a group of men. These men went to a different college than I. Oh no, I'm fine. Oh, what do you mean I'm crying? Oh, I guess I didn't realize I was crying. I guess even after all these years, I have not forgiven what happened to me. My idea for the College Board was an automaton. A creation that would do a variety of different tasks, depending upon the tools. Perhaps I should have made it into a bodyguard. I might have lived if I had, but at the time that thought hadn't crossed my mind because I never expected the world could be so cruel or unjust. I guess that was me being a foolish, naive child. For all my intellect, I was still quite foolish. Those men had surrounded me rather quickly and dragged me into an alley. They were intrigued with my project. I forgot to mention that the college those men went to was a rival. They kept asking me all these questions. Questions that I refused to answer. I, of course, did not want anyone to steal my work. For my silence, I paid the highest of prices. A price so high that no amount of money could afford. I paid with my life. Not even see the gun. The bullet, it hit me square in the chest. They took my stuff and just left me to die. And I did not die quickly either. Or at least it didn't seem quick to me. I felt everything. It is funny that in my last moments I noticed everything. I felt warm, yet cold, all at once. I felt the coolness of the cobblestone behind my back. I felt my lungs fill up with my own blood, making each breath more challenging than the last. I remember how clear and bright the stars were that night, though it did have the scent of rain lingering in the air. I remember thinking about what would happen to all my hard work. I wondered, would my parents miss me? Then I finally just calmly closed my eyes, as if I was going to sleep. Yes, you are correct. It was rather surprising when I opened my eyes at home once more. I could see my parents crying over me. I tried to talk to them to ask how I survived, but no matter how loudly I spoke to them, they never heard a thing. I wanted my mom to hold me and tell me that it was going to be okay and they would fix me, but that never happened. Instead, I saw my parents fight for me. Those men did indeed try to steal my work like I had feared. Thankfully, when my parents were cleaning out my room, much to my horror, they found the notes to my work. Yes. Those men did get into trouble for stealing my work, and I believe I became famous for being the first murdered person at college. I got my life's wish in a twisted way. I was only 17 at the time. I died before I could kiss someone or due to things my parents did behind closed doors. It did seem like they rather enjoyed doing it. I've always wanted to try doing it, to see if it was as fun as they made it out to be. And now, after having watched multiple people in this household trying to do such things, and now with you here, you being able to see me perfectly, I think the two of us might be compatible enough to do a little something together behind those closed doors. Don't worry. I think I've seen enough from the people that tried to live here before I scared them away. And you're single. So I assume. So there's nothing getting in our way. And besides, I've already sealed all of the doors. There's no choice. You've already entered into a contract with me, so there's no escaping. Besides, why would you want to? Now just lean back, and I'll take care of everything, my dearest little human mortal. Just let your new ghost mommy take care of everything.